T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A stormy night across South Central and Southeast Kansas. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. The families of victims of the 2016 mass shooting in Heston win a legal settlement.
The Mueller report is to be released today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Severe weather slammed South Central Kansas last night. Could we see a few more storms today? Our complete update on the forecast here in just a minute.
Today, the Mueller report in its fullest form will be released to Congress and the public. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more on what to expect.
We expect to see a couple of obvious things. One is more detail about whether there was any collusion. We know there was none, but we'll get more detail on that question. And of course, the unanswered question of obstruction of justice. Here's how the timeline breaks down. At 9:30 a.m., Attorney General William Barr, flanked by his deputy Rod Rosenstein here at the Department of Justice, will hold a press conference. Then, sometime after 11 a.m., the report in its redacted version will go to the congressional committees. The question, obviously, that everyone wants to know is how much of this exactly will be redacted.
We'll have live coverage of that press conference coming up at 8:30 this morning. It's been nearly 2 years since that investigation was opened. The public isn't expected to see the report until later on in the afternoon.
Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for several counties in South Central Kansas Wednesday night. Heavy rain and hail were reported, mostly to the south of Wichita. Quarter-sized hail reported at Derby and Rose Hill. Golf ball-sized hail at Mulvane. 65-mile-per-hour wind reported in Cowley County. National Weather Service reports about an inch of rain overnight in Wichita.
The families of victims of a mass shooting at a Heston business 3 years ago have won a $2 million legal settlement from a pawn shop that sold the firearms to the shooter's girlfriend.
The settlement of 3 lawsuits in Harvey County District Court was announced Wednesday by Brady, a National Center Against Gun Violence. Brady attorneys represented the wife and young son of one of 3 people shot to death at the XL Industries factory in Heston. 14 people also were wounded. The victims' families argued that the now-defunct A Pawn Shop should have known that shooter Cedric Ford's girlfriend was a straw buyer. He was a convicted felon barred from possessing the firearms. An attorney for the pawn shop did not immediately return a telephone message seeking comment. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Authorities say 3 suspects in the destruction of a Kansas high school's band room are ages 8, 10, and 11. Reno County District Attorney Keith Schroeder says any case against the children would be sealed because of their age. They are suspected of trashing the band room at Pretty Prairie High School during the weekend. Officials estimate the damage between $50,000 and $75,000.
The state of Kansas will now not only look at signatures, but also check with voters to determine intent before throwing out ballots under a new law signed by Governor Laura Kelly last week. Davis Hammett is an activist whose challenge to the Republican gubernatorial primary result brought light to the issue. Hammett says the changes were necessary.
The state was likely about to get sued. This practice was illegal, and now instead of the state having to go through the court system and be found to unconstitutionally be throwing out ballots, we had a situation where the legislature came together and passed a bipartisan bill. You know, it had almost unanimous support. So that was a really good proactive thing for the state to do.
House substitute for Senate Bill 130 will also give county election officials the discretion to allow all registered voters to cast their ballot at any polling place in their county on Election Day.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says it is an event of weighty significance.
This would be the first time the North Korean leader has fired a weapon since meeting face-to-face with President Trump in February. A U.S. official told Fox News it happened in North Korea. It's likely a short-range test of some sort, not a large ballistic missile test. Media reports coming out of the Korean Peninsula indicate that Kim Jong-un and his team fired what is being called a new tactical guided weapon. That being said, we don't know exactly what was launched. We can tell you, though, that there was no infrared signature on the device detected by spy satellites. That means it's pointing to a smaller device that was launched. The Pentagon is monitoring the situation, but won't get into much more about it as far as a comment is concerned.
Fox's David Spunt reporting the test comes less than a week after Kim Jong-un had said he's willing to sit down with President Trump for a third summit.
The death of a Florida teenager who authorities say was obsessed with the Columbine school shooting and may have planned to carry out her own attack in Colorado did not end an investigation into the 18-year-old. Authorities want to know whether the young woman acted alone as Denver area schools prepared to reopen their doors. The body of Sol Paez was discovered in the mountains outside Denver with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound yesterday after investigators got a tip from the driver who took her there.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Looking for that first road win of the season, could the Kansas City Royals leave Chicago with a victory? We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A woman who got sick from a pre-cut melon is launching lawsuits. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Thursday morning. A number of students are in some serious trouble after brawling at their school in Connecticut.
Food fights in the school cafeteria. There's a good chance many of you out there either had one back in the day or had one recently if you're currently in school, but word to the wise, watch yourself. Talk to kids at West Hill High School in Stamford, Connecticut, where almost a dozen students are facing criminal charges for starting one there that devolved into a riot. Authorities say this one happened in a courtyard near the cafeteria and was planned days in advance. Among those hurt, a teacher who was trampled and a school resource officer who was hit in the head with a full can of soda. The superintendent describes it as ugly and disappointing. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Police are looking into whether hazing was involved in the death of a college student in upstate New York.
State University at Buffalo freshman Sebastian Serafin Bazan died Wednesday after being in the hospital since Friday. The 18-year-old was from Port Chester, north of New York City. Police aren't releasing details of the case involving the Sigma Pi fraternity, but neighbors report seeing someone who appeared to be unconscious being carried out to the front lawn of a house that's off campus. Detectives say they're looking into whether drugs and or alcohol were involved in Bazan's death and are awaiting autopsy results. All campus fraternity and sorority activities have been suspended indefinitely. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A woman who got sick from pre-cut melon is launching lawsuits.
50-year-old Tammy France of Kentucky says she was in a hospital for a week after getting hit with salmonella poisoning that came from pre-cut melon made by Cato Foods. She got that melon from a Kroger store in March. Now she's suing Kroger and Cato. Cato issued a recall for melon products sold in 16 states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Cato's recalled fruit has been linked to 93 salmonella cases. No comment yet on the lawsuit from Kroger, and Cato's parent company says it doesn't comment on pending litigation. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic hazard reported this morning at Harry and Governor Street. So Harry and Governor Street, watch out for that. That's a traffic hazard reported there, kind of the southeast area there in Wichita. Harry and Governor, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The main storm system that caused yesterday's severe weather has moved out, but another storm system off to our north could trigger a shower or thunderstorm later today. We don't expect these to be severe. It'll be breezy with a high 67. A slight chance of rain through tonight, then clearing in 42. Sunny, breezy, and 67 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a north wind at 16 miles per hour and 50 degrees. What a nice day across central Kansas Wednesday before last night's severe weather came through. High temperature was 80 degrees, so pretty warm. The normal high is 68. And again, we had a windy day, a gust of 37 miles per hour clocked in Wichita. And it's pretty much the same as the day before, Tuesday, as far as the weather conditions. And except for around 6:15, around in there, the wheels started coming off on the weather. And we actually brought our severe weather coverage on Operation Stormwatch last night. South Carolina man has won $100,000 playing the same lottery numbers that he's played for more than 20 years. News outlets report the man won the prize playing the Palmetto Cash 5 game last week.
So he was on a 20-year losing streak.
Finally turned it around. South Carolina Education Lottery release did not identify the man, whose go-to numbers are a combination of family birth dates and his wedding anniversary. The release said the odds of winning the game are 1 in nearly 502,000.
Well, so he beat the odds.
Yeah. Yeah. And said he plans to continue using the same numbers, though his family
spend a lot
says,
of money to do it.
Family says you should reconsider, probably because he spent every dime he's had on lottery tickets up until
now. He probably breaks even over the years on
it
that.
Could be. 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve Attenant. Again, quick reminder that here in a few minutes we intend to bring you live coverage of the first part of the news conference there with Attorney General William Barr. It's going to hold that at around 8:30 Central Time regarding the release of the Mueller report. Apparently the Attorney General has a few things to say in before it's released. And that report doesn't get released to the public until, I believe, later this afternoon, Ted. It's going to be about 400 pages, and there's going to be a lot of speed reading reporters trying to figure out if there's anything in there that's meaty or worthwhile. And they got to, you know, if you're a person who's covering the story, you got to do a story later on the day about something that's got 400 pages in it, and you got to find what the good parts are.
Well, Attorney General Barr boiled it down to 4 pages over a weekend.
He got it down.
These hotshot reporters should be able to figure that out.
I'll be looking in there for the nooks and crannies of the report, see what they can find out. Bizarre behavior. Just a couple of stories that have been going the last few, the last day or so. One of them regarding this young woman who drove all the way from Florida to Colorado and bought a shotgun. She's been on web pages and talking about possibly doing harm to people. And, of course, that prompted some sort of message she sent, prompted the schools to all shut down in central Colorado, including the one at Columbine, where they are remembering the 20th anniversary of the mass shooting there.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, you know, now this woman's body found in a up in the mountains there in a field, and she apparently committed suicide. And just, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, 18 years old.
Yeah.
What kind of things were going on in her head? I mean, she obviously had some issues.
She's disturbed. Yeah.
And was she on meds? Should she have been on meds? And yeah, just bizarre behavior, and causing a lot of problems out there at Columbine. It's also prompting some stories. I've seen some ancillary stories on the media about what the schools have done across the country to try to protect the kids and the teachers as well. And strategies they're using to prevent or try to prevent these, deal with these mass shootings. 8:15, Steve and Ted. And the other story that I find kind of disturbing is these the kids who apparently trashed that band room over in Pretty Prairie.
And, of course, you figured it was done by kids.
You know,
but
it was
boy,
done.
You didn't think it was kids that young.
Yeah, 8, 10, and 11 years old. And it's hard for me to remember when I was 10 or 11 years old, but I know when at the age of 8, I didn't have any impulses to break anything or paint anything or create havoc. I don't know. I'm imagining there are some parents who are, if they're a parent of that kid.
Well, the 8-year-old's probably doing what the 10 and 11-year-olds
were
doing.
Well, true.
And I would imagine the two older kids were probably the ringleaders.
But I've never understood the attraction of just destroying
things. No, most of us don't. There's a segment of the population out there that thinks vandalism is pretty dang hot.
I would maybe go a little deeper on it and talk to the parents and say, is there something going on in your home that makes your child very, very angry and destructive? I don't know. having raised two kids, I think there's a lot of influence parents can have on how they behave, and can't take us all responsibility. But that one sure seems to be quite a story. 8, 10, and 11 years old. Ted, you of course you go to the police department nearly every day here in Wichita. Check the blotters, and do you have a lot of? Does it show juveniles in there? I mean,
oh yeah, don't see the names.
You can't use the names because that's not something we do. But they are showing up with some problems, right?
Yeah, but don't see a lot of vandalism on the police reports.
Okay, well,
most people stay away from that.
Yeah, we of course
drugs and domestic violence are the biggies every day.
Drugs and domestic violence,
steady stream.
Had some copper thefts, of course.
Yeah, that rears its head once in a while.
And those are things that
seems like we've had a little uptick recently on that.
Those attract a lot of attention.
And then they clamp down on it, and it kind of dies down for a little bit.
All right. That's bizarre. 8, 10, and 11-year-old kids.
That's to see kids that young doing something like that is
all right.
A little bit different.
Coming up on 8:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward with sports this morning, and talking about Shocker Bowling. They're a big tournament, right, Ted?
Yeah, the national championships are going on in Dayton, Ohio, and the team competition starts today. 24 qualifying games to determine seeding, and the Shockers are heavily involved. Wichita State men and women are both ranked among the top 5 in the nation heading into this event. Try to win a national championship. Longtime Shocker bowling coach Gordon Vatican appeared on The Drive on KFH. He'll give us a preview of the Shocker men.
We've got a couple of juniors, a couple other seniors. These guys have had quite a bit of experience in our sport and also in external competitions where they've got competitive reps in. So they're seasoned, and they're playing well, so we'll see what happens.
Of course, that team event starts today up in Dayton, Ohio. In the singles competition, there is one Shocker still going at it, Shocker senior, Sierra Kanemoto on the women's side. She is from Dayton, so she's bowling in her hometown. And she won two matches yesterday to get all the way to the Final Four. She won her round of 16 match by 86 pins, and then she won in the quarterfinals by only 6 pins. But Sierra is still alive, and she'll be in the national semifinals on Saturday in Dayton. Good luck to those Shockers competing in bowling. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals in Chicago taking on the White Sox. The Royals still winless on the road for the season. Still didn't have a win after 9 innings, but it was tied. Got into the 10th inning where the hot-hitting Hunter Dozier took care of things for the Royals. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on Sports Radio KFH.
Swing and a high fly ball left field. Way back there, the left fielder Jimenez looking up, and that ball is out of here. A home run. A towering home run down the left field line by Hunter Dozier. His 5th on the season, and the Royals retake the lead. It's 4-3 here in the 10th.
Of course, having a lead this season has sometimes been problematic for the Royals, but not yesterday. They were able to get the White Sox retired in the 9th and win the game. Royals 4-3 over the White Sox in 10 innings. First road win of the season for the Royals. Kansas City will spend Easter weekend in the Bronx taking on the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium for a 4-game series starting tonight. Royals and the Yankees, 5:30 p.m. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. It's a home weekend for Wichita State baseball and softball, and getting things started a day early heading into Easter weekend. The Shockers in baseball will host the Knights of Central Florida for the first time ever for the next 3 days for a 3-game conference series. Mike Kennedy will begin coverage at 5:30 p.m. The game will start at 6 o'clock tonight at X Stadium, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Shockers are a game behind 7th place Central Florida in the standings in the American Conference. Tonight is Salute to Service Night. Free admission to all servicemen and women in uniform or with a valid military ID at X Stadium tonight. Right across the street, Shocker softball team has a home weekend hosting East Carolina. Shockers are tied for 3rd in the American in the softball standings. 6 o'clock tonight at Wilkins Stadium to start a 3-game series. In JUCO softball, yesterday in El Dorado, Butler Community College sweeping Independence, winning 15-2 and 11-3. The Butler softball team has won 17 of its last 18 games, and the Grizzlies are ranked number 11 in the nation in JUCO softball. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs know their schedule for the upcoming season. don't open at home until week three against the Baltimore Ravens. Have to start out the year with a couple of road games. The Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers will play a Monday night football game in Mexico City. The Chiefs were supposed to play in Mexico City last season, but the field was unplayable and they didn't do it. But they'll try again for Mexico City this year with the Chiefs. This is the 60th season in Chiefs franchise history, so they'll be marking some special occasions.
You bet.
And happy birthday to Billy Butler, former baseball player for the Kansas City Royals. Billy is 33 today, played with the Wichita Wranglers and the Kansas City Royals. Had a monster season with the Wranglers back in 06 when he led the Texas League with a .331 batting average.
Yeah.
And then and he's got one of the great nicknames in all of sports, Country Breakfast, Billy Butler.
All right.
That's one of the great nicknames in recent times.
Good moniker.
Billy Butler, happy birthday. He's 33 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Indictments should come from the Mueller probe, he says. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.